KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. Good afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Officials with the Iowa Finance Authority and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources have announced 22 Iowa cities will benefit from a combined total of more than $27.2 million in low-cost water quality loans through the State Revolving Fund, or SRF. SRFs are a low-cost financing option available for Iowa cities and municipalities for water quality initiatives. Planning and design loans are 0% loans that assist with the first phase of project expenses. In the KJAN listening area, the city of Messina received a $230,000 clean water construction, or CWC, project loan from the SRF. And the Lenox Municipal Utilities received a $452,000 loan for a drinking water construction project. Elsewhere, Chiron and Crawford County received a CWC loan for $1.478 million, and the city of Halber and Carroll County received a $506,000 clean water construction loan from the state of Iowa. Well, the Board of Supervisors in Pottawatomie County learned Tuesday that about $2.6 million has already been secured to construct a walking and biking trail from Eastern Council Bluffs to Underwood and Neola. The Daily Nonpareil reports Brian Shea, president of the Pottawatomie County Trails Association, told the board that work on the engineering the trail is underway. Shea said the proposed trail would run along the east side of Iowa Highway 191, also known as Railroad Highway, up through Underwood and then to Neola, a stretch of about 17 miles. Down the road, that trail could connect with another one going east to Atlantic and beyond. He said also a trail from the county jail to Crescent and then on to the Hitchcock Nature Center could also be a future goal. The Iowa West Foundation awarded a $1.1 million grant to the project. The remaining funds came from the federal recreation grant of $300,000, a state recreation grant of $700,000, and a $425,000 grant from the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, a $38,000 grant from Iowa's Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, program, and $60,000 from the Board of Supervisors. While providing the board with an update on the project, Shea also requested an additional $60,000 commitment from the board for the next 2 years at least, citing some requirements necessary to secure additional grants. He estimated the 17-mile trail would cost $5.5 million, not including what Underwood and Neola would pay for the trail through their communities. The trail from the county jail and to Hitchcock would run about $4 million. That doesn't include Crescent's cost. The Board of Supervisors in Pott County did not take any action on allocating additional money during their meeting on Tuesday. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Tuesday announced the winners of this year's AMU, or Atlantic Municipal Utilities, and the Chamber's 2014 Atlantic Christmas Lighting Contest. Tom and Janet Cappell were named first place winners. The sponsors encourage you to check out the Cappell's outdoor light display at 2708 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. The Cappells received a $100 credit toward their AMU utility services for taking first place in the competition. Second place winners were Jim and Connie Comas at 2603 County Oaks Drive, or Country Oaks Drive, that is. They were awarded a $75 credit to their AMU utility services. Third place winners are Ray and Dawn Meyer at 1104 Roosevelt. They received a $50 credit for their light display. On Monday, we reported on the success of the Clarinda Police Department's Operation Blessing program. On Tuesday, Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reported his department's Operation Blessing program was also a big success, thanks to everyone who donated to it this year. The sheriff says without the support of the individuals, organizations, businesses, and groups who unselfishly gave to the program, it would not be possible. Year after year, he said, people have continued to support the program, some since the beginning of the program in the early 1980s. From the money and items donated this year, the Page County Sheriff's Office provided Christmas gifts to 21 families. That meant that 50 children in Page County received presents for Christmas this year from the Page County Sheriff's Office Operation Blessing Program. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a box truck struck a cow Monday evening about 5 miles southeast of Creston, but the driver of the vehicle was not injured. Union County Sheriff's official said Tuesday 24-year-old Jacob Cave of Redfield was traveling east in the 1700 block of 230th Street at around 6:50 p.m. when the 2007 Freightliner box truck he was driving hit a black cow on the road. The semi sustained about $1,000 damage. The cow, owned by David Travis of Creston, was valued at $3,000. And Senator Charles Grassley has nominated 37 outstanding Iowa students for consideration for appointments to the U.S. service academies. Grassley says young Iowans who want to enter the academies and serve our country are remarkable for their accomplishments and leadership. The candidates are an impressive reflection on our state and signal continued excellence in the U.S. Armed Forces. Grassley's area nominees for the 2015-2016 school year include Adriana Hines of Missouri Valley to the U.S. Air Force Academy, Alexander Jones of Council Bluffs and Toby Yates of Underwood to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and Dane Livengood of Trainer to the U.S. Naval Academy. Our news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.